Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Episode 1. B&D Boxing. If you guys didn't know, we did try this yesterday. Didn't really go as planned. We know what to expect now and everything.
We know what we're doing this time.
So, with everything going on in the boxing world, obviously, what's the biggest thing that you've heard or seen on social media?
Well, obviously, right now, it's definitely the Logan Paul and Mayweather fight. I think that's what we have on the agenda today, isn't it?
Yeah, we can call this the Paul sisters.
Paul sisters, yeah.
This will be this one because this is just a joke to me.
Oh, I completely agree. It's definitely a joke. Like, he fights from a basketball player, and now he thinks he can take on a boxing champ. Like, I don't think he knows what he's getting into. Like,
no. And saved a couple things on my Instagram yesterday. And as far as Logan Paul goes, he vows to end Floyd Mayweather's undefeated record. So, like we were talking about yesterday, he thinks he's actually going to stop him. Because we didn't know if this was for clout
or money, like, but I don't know. I agree. Like, he's gonna learn, man. I don't know. Floyd is not gonna go easy on this kid. And I was reading up on this too. Like, Paul has the height on him, the weight on him.
Oh yeah,
the age on him, right? But at the same time, I don't think that's gonna affect Mayweather in any way.
No, it's experience over all that stuff, right?
Seriously, like, just because you look big doesn't mean that a boxer that's smaller than you can fuck you up, right? Like,
no, exactly. Yeah,
it's all about the experience, the movement, the technique, right? Like,
this guy's 51-0, and he's fought guys like Miguel Cotto, Manny Pacquiao, the big names in boxing.
The big names in boxing, right? Yeah. And
he's going to fight a YouTube sensation, and people think he's actually has a chance at losing his undefeated record. I can't see it.
I can't see it at all, man. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm excited for it. I really am. I think I'm going to get suckered into paying for it.
And 100%. Me too. How can you not?
Seriously.
This is the stuff you want to see, just like the Mike Tyson and Roy Jones fight. We knew it was going to be two old guys dying out early, but just the overall experience watching them walk out
was amazing. Watching their fighting styles, like watching their clips back in the day, right? Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, because my era, I never got to see Mike Tyson or Roy Jones fight before.
No, exactly.
It was always Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. Those were like the two main ones.
Exactly.
In my era. So I think that was pretty cool to see. And obviously the biggest thing on that card was Nate Robinson and Jake Paul, Logan Paul's brother.
Yeah.
This goes to show that boxing is not a, you can't play boxing.
Nope. Not one bit. More with this YouTube boxing, like, just hearing about it from, like, just being online, now that there's a bunch of people from YouTube wanting to box each other now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just bringing more stupid shit into boxing.
And then,
honestly, and just because they have money, they can go and compete in these cards. Like,
yeah.
Which is complete bullshit, if you ask me. Like you said yesterday, it's like, imagine those people that have been working all their lives to get just to that moment, right? Like, and you get it just like that because you're rich.
Exactly. It's BS. Like, there's kids from, you know, like that don't grow up with a lot of money, for example, and from the hood. Like, you look at Gervonta Davis. I know he's my favorite fighter, and I know he's yours.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything when he was younger.
Yeah, he struggled, man. He struggled, and
boxing was almost his outlet.
Exactly. And Floyd saw something in him, and he was right. He was right. Like, he's got it in him. He went the way, and that's what it's supposed to be. It's not have money, you can get in the card.
Exactly. And no experience with it, too. It just looks, like I said, go behind a 7-Eleven late at night, you'll see the same thing.
Seriously. You'll see the two crackheads doing the same thing to each other. Like, that punch that he landed on Robinson, what do you even call that fucking punch? Like, what even is that?
I don't even know. Like, a wild right hand that got lucky and landed on
right over his goddamn head. Like, yeah. I don't know how that happens or how that knocks you out, but just, I think Robinson just had enough. Like, he's just done. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Well, obviously, going from basketball to boxing, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
He's stepping into a whole nother world. And, you know, as far as what the UFC and boxing is doing, I don't mind that, because those guys still have a combat sport experience. It's just different. The kicking, well, the grappling, you can't do that. It's all hands.
Exactly.
So I think that's okay, and I think that's cool. I thought the Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight definitely
that was
a lot of money, and I did watch it, and I thought it was good. I thought it was cool.
I thought it was amazing, yeah. I was definitely rooting for Mayweather, though, but seeing McGregor out there and just trying to box, like, just the box, what he's not used to, getting out of his comfort zone, you got to give him a lot of respect for that, right?
Like, and he did. He owned probably the first 4 or 5 rounds until he gassed out.
Until Mayweather read him out like he usually does with his opponents, right? Like,
exactly.
He gives them that couple of rounds, and then he reads him out, goes for the knockout, right? Like,
yeah, no, 100%. Another thing that I read up on is this is kind of about the Logan Paul and Floyd Money Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
Obviously, there needs to be fights before that.
Definitely.
After cards. Like I said, Jake Paul got called out by Gervonta. And that here's what he said. He tags Jake Paul, at Jake Paul, what's good? Let's line this shit up. And then I just saw this yesterday. Jake Paul commented back, a King Ryan Garcia, handle this light work for me.
Oh my God, are you serious?
You just cannot look at that, and then you gotta laugh.
That's hilarious. He thinks Garcia is a better fighter than Davis, and that is ridiculous.
Yeah, that will definitely be for another episode, because I could talk and talk about Ryan Garcia, and I can rant about him.
I could too, yeah.
Since it's only episode one, all I'm going to say about Ryan Garcia is I'm not a fan.
He's different. I don't know. He's 50-50 with me. I don't know. He's a good fighter. I got to give it to him.
Decent fighter. He can fight. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Got that power. But I think we should just stop that talk right here just for episode one.
Because I can definitely go on and on about
that. Oh, yeah.
And my reasons to why I say that. And then, for example, like, you look at Gervonta and his resume, his boxing resume, he's got some decent names on there. I know Gamboa was washed up, but that was still a good test. Leo Santa Cruz, obviously.
Santa Cruz is most recent fight. Yeah,
Olympic gold medalist. You can't tell me that's easy work. That's a good fighter, an experienced fighter. And you get a knockout like that. Like, possibly the knockout of the year.
Pretty much, man. Like, that was... That uppercut was insane that he landed on him.
It was so fast. I blinked and I honestly missed it live, and then I had to watch replays.
You missed it live, eh?
Like, I just don't know. I was getting so excited, and I just must have blinked, and then I opened my eyes and he was on the ground.
Oh my God, man. I remember the moment it happened. I saw it happen. I got up and I was like, fuck yeah. I was started losing my mind, man.
No, 100%. I was hype. And then, but then I got a little scared because he wasn't getting up. So,
yeah, definitely. Well, you got to give respect to Cruz too. He came in there fighting for his dad too, right? All that.
Yeah, after all of that.
Cancer and COVID. And, you know, that's horrible for that family. And, like, my prayers go out to him, right? Like, I hope everything gets better, and I hope everything is better now, but...
Yeah, no.
Just from a boxer's perspective, they both had a great fight, definitely. Cruz came out, showed him.
He did.
Showed Davis. Like, I was a bit worried at first.
Me too. Cruz is landing some, like, nice right hands.
Definitely.
And not only that, he was just, he was probably one of Davis's hardest opponents that he's fought yet, because Cruz is so relentless. It just, it's punches after punches after punches.
Yep.
And then in the end, I think Gervonta had a little bit of Floyd in him, where he read that in the early rounds, and he just timed that uppercut perfectly.
I agree.
Because of the punches were so much, and Davis knew to swing left and throw the uppercut, and that's what it was.
Seriously?
And that's what ended it.
He read him, and he finished it. That's what, yeah. I like. I mean, you can't, like, sure, you can go for the knockout in the first round, right? But at the same time, you want to get a feel of how they fight, right? Like,
oh, especially when it's a professional fight.
Seriously.
And you have that time too. Like, I know in the amateurs, you don't have time to do that. You get three rounds. That's it.
Yeah.
You got to showcase what you have in three rounds.
And if you don't, then that's it, right? Like, it's comes down to the decision.
Yeah. This is kind of off topic, but I wanted to ask you, do you think, I don't know if you saw the highlights of Floyd Mayweather versus Tenshin, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it was that blonde Asian guy. It was his 51, he went 51-0 from it, and I don't know if you watched the replays, but it looks almost staged. People are saying it's staged. I'll send it to you.
Okay, yeah.
You let me know. Yeah, let me know what you think, and then just give that a watch while we're talking. But
yeah.
To me, it's just it almost looks staged, which sucks because, you know, obviously I think he pulled out like $9 million from it, Mayweather.
Definitely.
So it goes to show that he'll do anything for some money.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't need it, it's weird because they were throwing hard punches, but it just looks staged to me.
Hmm. Yeah, when you send that, I'll definitely give that a look. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen a staged fight in a way. No,
like boxing. This isn't WWE.
Oh, okay. Okay, like, I remember, like, when Floyd Mayweather fought the Big Show.
Yeah, like, obviously that's going to be staged.
Yeah, like, it's but WWE, like, but, like, I don't know this other guy. I don't know
who I just sent it to about. You.
Okay.
It was supposed to be his biggest fight of his career, too, because he was fighting, you know, Floyd Money Mayweather, the best ever.
Yeah. Did you send it on text, or?
Just on Instagram.
Instagram, okay.
And it's like, even Mike Tyson, when he went into WWE. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
It's, I just don't see the UFC doing this kind of stuff, unless it was CM Punk, which that was an embarrassment. That was an embarrassment running the UFC. UFC would personally not be for me. I'm not good at the grappling. I don't like that stuff. I like stand-up game.
What the hell? That did look staged.
It looks a little staged, right? Which sucks. Because
how? Like, how would that knock you out?
This is what boxing's turning into now, unfortunately. Another thing kind of off topic is Evander Kane calling out the brothers.
Yeah, I'd really like to see that too.
And then me being a hockey fan.
Yeah.
I think Evander Kane could put up a good fight and then potentially win.
Us growing up loving hockey and seeing all those guys, and there's a couple hockey players calling out the Paul brothers, actually, like.
And they're all goons in the NHL. Like, it'd be a scary fight.
Oh,
like,
it'd be scary. I would not want to fight Evander Kane. Me neither, man. Can you imagine if Dustin Byfuglien called out these guys?
It did. See, they're not going to say yes to that stuff. They're going to say yes to the guys. Maybe, like,
that'll bring in the money. Like, I remember hearing on this podcast that Logan was on, and he's like, this is when Evander Kane called him out. He was like, who are you? And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You don't know who Evander Kane is?
Yeah, like...
Like, don't give me that bullshit. He's a fucking great athlete. He's a great fighter, in my opinion. Like, he's a goon fighter on hockey, and that's what I love about hockey, too, right? Like...
Yeah, you can throw down. You can
seriously, he's a tough players. He's a tough guy, man, and I don't know if Paul could take that seriously.
I don't think so either, and, going off of that, hockey players, it's a tough sport. It's physical, it's rough, it's fast.
Exactly.
For 20 minutes straight. that's basically, that could be a whole professional fight.
Pretty much, yeah.
So I don't think he would gas out. I think it'd be a war. And I think Evander Kane would stop him if that were to happen.
Definitely.
And just going off that, if Jake Paul says yes to Gervonta, good night, Jim Kite.
I don't even have anything to say about that because it's it's just so obvious, like, on the outcome. Like, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, especially with Gervonta, you know, if they're going to do a staged thing like they did in Floyd Mayweather's last fight with Logan and Floyd, just to bring in money, I'd be pretty pissed. I'd like to see them actually fight.
Yeah, seriously.
And we'll be able to tell, because if Floyd Mayweather fights his fight style, then I know, okay, it wasn't staged, and we all know the outcome if Floyd Mayweather fights his style.
Yeah.
He's going to win, and he might even win by knockout because he chased McGregor down in the last rounds.
Seriously.
So yeah. why wouldn't he chase a guy like Logan Paul down who doesn't have the experience that even McGregor has? And McGregor didn't really have much boxing experience as far as that comes.
No, not at all.
As far as that goes, so.
Well, he definitely had some boxing experience, right? He was just more trained into, like, the mixed martial arts part of it, right? Like,
exactly, the grappling, the kicking.
Exactly. He probably learned a bit of boxing, but different styles of it to fit MMA, right? Like,
well, the thing with the guard is, like, instead of just blocking your ribs and head, you probably got to be a little bit more loose in the UFC to, if someone goes to take you down, you can't have a tight guard.
Seriously.
You got to be loose to be able to push them off. Like I said, I don't really know much UFC. I've been getting into it a little bit more. Obviously, playing UFC 4. It's a great game. People should go check it out. It is fun. The knockouts are hilarious. But you just see all the guys have a very loose style. I think it's because of the grappling, and they got to be able to block kicks. They got to be able to throw kicks.
Yeah. I watch a lot of those, like, fighting like highlights on Instagram, and that's including UFC. But yeah, no, these guys are tough, man. I don't know how they can take these kicks right in the face or right to the mouth and just
walk it off like nothing holy happened. Shit, man. It's like nothing happened with these guys.
Seriously, like,
and it's the same with boxing. Like, I've seen, I don't know if you watch the highlights. I didn't get to catch this fight, but it was Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez, and they were throwing bombs, and they would eat it off the chin.
Yeah.
And just shake it off like nothing happened. Like, if a person got hit with a punch that hard, they would probably be waking up in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm actually watching Canelo Alvarez versus Shane Mosley right now on YouTube. And
that was a great fight.
Yeah, it's pretty big bombs I'm seeing right now. It's a great fight.
Yeah, going off Sugar Shane Mosley, he was probably the only guy to rock Mayweather if you watch that fight.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out too.
He made his legs shake.
Oh, I remember that actually. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and he actually gave Mayweather a tough challenge. But then again, we saw Mayweather's skill and experience come in that after those five rounds, he won every round, not just by like just barely winning. He like schooled.
Definitely. And
Hall of Famer.
It's like we've said, it's that style, it's that technique, it's reading out your opponent before you just go buck wild on them, right? Like,
exactly. And like I said, there's levels to this sport. Logan Paul, I think, skipped about 1,000 levels.
Yeah. Yeah. To be already fighting in professional fight cards like that. Like, and they're not even pro. I get it was an exhibition, but
yeah,
at the same time, like, I feel like so many other fighters could have had that slot.
100%. And put up a decent fight, because to me, Logan Paul doesn't have the technicality.
Logan Paul doesn't have the respect of boxers yet. Like,
no,
he doesn't. And that's the thing. Like, he's calling out all these professional boxers and they're getting like pissed. They're like, yo, this is my fucking sport. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I agree.
And I wouldn't want someone that doesn't actually respect the sport and hasn't done this like their whole life, like,
yeah,
calling me out after that shit. Fight. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, not even having an amateur fight.
No, like, that's... get the fuck out of here. Have a couple amateur fights before you fight me, man. Like, I don't want to embarrass you too bad. Like, seriously. That's and what I'd be saying if I was, like, a professional boxer. Like,
I would have said that if I were Floyd Mayweather. I get it's money. I get it's clout. I get it's big. And I get he's all about the money and whatnot. But at the same time, I feel like that's just, like, a no respect to the boxing world because... there's people that grind and take over 100 amateur fights, and you're telling me this guy has, what, one pro fight?
Yeah.
And he lost to another YouTuber?
Yeah.
That he's good enough and now big enough to fight the best ever?
It's bullshit to me, man, I think. Like,
and I totally agree. It's just, you don't see the UFC doing this crap.
Seriously, like...
getting a YouTuber to step in the octagon, you don't see that. And you probably won't. Dana White probably wouldn't allow that.
No. I don't think he would either. Like, and Dana is actually chill with a lot of YouTubers like the Nelk boys. And
yeah.
Like, I would never see Dana White saying, yeah, Kyle, hop in the ring with hop in the octagon with Conor McGregor or fucking one of those guys, right? Like
100% because he knows that's safety.
Yeah, seriously. Like this guy can kill you. Like
the power, like it just comes down to the experience and skill level. Remember, these people have been doing it for their whole lives. This is their job. This is their passion. Like you were going off of yesterday. These people fight for something.
Seriously.
What did the Paul brothers fight for?
Money and clout.
Yeah, and
clout on YouTube, clout on life, really. He just wants to get big, like, and I don't get it.
Yeah, stick to YouTube.
You already have all that money from YouTube. Why do you want to just come into a sport and cause a bunch of shit and then get your shit rocked? Like,
yeah, and not only that, I wouldn't be, I don't even know the word to say this. I wouldn't be maybe this negative towards the brothers if they took the steps, the proper steps.
Definitely, definitely.
If they posted stuff about them taking a couple of amateur fights, okay. They want to switch to pro? Cool.
Yeah.
And then they're fighting guys that have no names, no other guys maybe that have no fights. And I know KSI didn't have a fight.
No.
So to me, that says something about Logan Paul of how, well, bad he is.
Seriously, I guess.
To lose, like, to another YouTube sensation.
I just don't understand. Like, stay at YouTube. That's where your money is.
Yeah, if you're good at something already, why not stay there?
Seriously. And it's just, you're right. If they took the steps, I would have had more respect towards them. But
it's just the fact that they skipped over 1,000 levels. They jumped in, and all these people that have been grinding their whole life to want to be the boxing's
next. They literally rolled over all those guys, and it's not fair to them. Like,
yeah, exactly.
In my opinion, like it's people really are actually trying to get real fights, not the stupid YouTube bullshit, right? Like, I just don't get it.
Me neither. Going off another great fight that recently happened: Errol Spence, Danny Swift Garcia.
Yeah,
obviously Errol Spence. Unanimous decision.
Yeah.
It was a good fighter. But respect to Danny. And I think he should still hold his head high after that. Because he will always be a champion in my eyes.
Sorry, I'm actually just going to watch this fight right now.
Yeah. Is it, what one is it?
Errol Spence versus Danny Garcia.
Yeah, hopefully they have the highlights.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it was a good fight. Another big name, Terrence Crawford.
Okay.
He is right now what people are calling the pound for pound king. Definitely look into him. He's not many people, like, I know a lot of people do know of him, but if you look at, like, what people are saying about their top five pound for pounds, and, like, Lopez is up there, Lomachenko, Gervonta Haney, Ryan Garcia, which, again, I can make a whole other podcast.
Yeah, I know you can. I know you can, yeah.
And I'm not saying he's not a good fighter, because he is ridiculously fast. he's a good fighter.
I want to see him take a test. Crawford has held multiple world champions in three different weight classes, hey?
Yeah, he's a good fighter.
Yeah, since 2018. That's pretty cool.
And what do you think about Lopez? Did you watch the Lopez and Lomachenko fight?
I did not, actually.
It was a really good fight, actually. Good for Lopez. I believe he was the underdog. And, yeah, he won. And obviously in the 12th round, he got this nasty cut from a headbutt.
Mm-hmm.
And he still said, keep coming.
Yeah, bring it. I mean...
And that's a true boxer.
Seriously. Doesn't matter how much you're hurt. It's how much you can push through, right? Like...
Yeah, another saying, you know, it's not the size of the dog, it's the size of the fight in the dog.
You butchered that phrase, but...
Did I really?
Yeah, I think so. It's not about the size of the dog in the fight, it's about the fight, the size of the fight in the dog.
Right, what did I say?
I don't even know.
Oh, it's early.
Yeah, it's, seriously, it's all good.
Yeah, I hope everyone's enjoying their Tuesday morning.
Seriously. Good morning.
Out here in Calgary, it's cooling off a little bit.
Terrible day. Shitty weather.
It's still weird, though, because it's December, and I'm used to seeing snow on the ground by now.
I know. It's no snow out here, man. Doesn't even feel like Christmas, you know?
No, it does not. It does not feel like Christmas, unless you go out and there's Christmas decorations, but...
Yeah.
It is, you look out the window and you don't feel, a holiday kind of cheerful mood.
No, seriously.
So, going off of some of the pound for pounds right now, Haney Gamboa.
Yeah.
Obviously, the biggest talk was Haney didn't knock him out. And he says he can beat Gervonta, and we both watched that Gervonta and Gamboa fight together.
Yep.
Obviously, I think the leg did have something to do with it, but at the same time, I don't think... Gambo would have won, even if he didn't hurt his leg.
Yeah. Sorry.
He was rocked right after round two.
Oh, really?
It was surviving for Gambo and fighting Gervonta.
That, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Gamboa fight. Okay, yeah. That was a while ago. Sorry, I'm just kind of blurry from it.
Yeah, that was basically... That was last
year. Yeah, that was last year around this time.
Yeah, because it was December. Yep. December 25th, or no. No, because isn't that Christmas? It was sometime in December last year, and yeah, Gamboa was just basically for 10, 11 rounds just trying to hold on and fight for what he's fighting for and give him respect.
Ah. You know, another thing I want to talk about too is the Tyson Fury fight against Deontay Wilder. Yeah. That rematch that happened that we watched at your house, man, that was a fight and a half, man. I did not see that coming, honestly. I had Wilder to win.
Oh, me too. I know that was a while ago, but even still, that's a talk to now because the I don't know if you've seen on Twitter or Instagram the excuses that Deontay is making.
Oh, yeah.
A true champion to me will lose and bounce back like Leo Santa Cruz, like the guys who've lost, and say, it's okay, I'm going to come out stronger and better.
Seriously, I'm going to learn from this experience and...
Instead of saying, like, what was some of the excuses he was saying? It was like his suit was too heavy.
Yeah.
His trainer spiked the water.
Yeah, he's saying that, like, he came out in all that gear and it made him tired. Like, are you kidding me? You're tired from a walk?
Yeah, here's my thing. If the gear was too heavy, why even wear it?
Seriously.
Why even put it on if you know that you're like, okay, the gear might have been a little heavy. It did look heavy. And as you take that long walk to the ring, why wasn't he thinking, maybe I'm actually tiring myself out by just wearing all this?
Yeah. Like,
and not only that, the trainer spike in the water or Tyson Fury cheating.
How? Like, how?
It's just proves that he can't take a loss to the chin. And I did have respect for Deontay because he will always be a heavy puncher, a good fighter. But when it comes to a true champion, they need to be able to lose. You got to be able to lose. And it's okay. And come back. You need to be able to come back after the loss. Shake it off.
And
I mean, look at Tyson Fury. Seriously. What's like his record? Let me search it up here. And even still, it probably took him a while to get to where he is now.
Yeah.
Right? And the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, 30-0 with one draw. And that draw probably didn't even affect him. He wanted to come out stronger.
Yeah, seriously.
Obviously, there's talk about Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, which would be another great heavyweight fight.
Seriously.
And that's what boxing should be. These type of fighters who have worked their whole life for
it. Not for the Paul sisters, right? Like you said earlier, like...
Yeah, this is real boxing.
It's what we want to see. It's not the fake shit, right? Like,
100%. And if you guys don't know, on Safari, or I'm sure there's an app, Box Record, really cool. You can see at the top, it'll have a picture of the fighter, their wins, losses, and draws. And then under the wins, it will have how many by KOs, and under the losses, it will have how many by KOs. And then you scroll down, and all the guys that they fought are right there, and it will tell you, you know, if they were fighting for a belt. It's a really cool, good way to follow up.
Sorry, what is this app? Yeah. I've never even heard of
it. I don't know if it's Box. I don't know if it's an app, but you can search it up. It's called Box Rec. BoxRec.com, and you can search up any fighter you want. So, for example, let's put in Manny Pacquiao.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, and you literally everyone.
Yeah, it's a website. Hey,
Brett's
on here. Hey, on there.
3-3. You can see all the guys he fought. It will tell you if they're inactive or active. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Follow up.
So I guess Tyson Fury does not have a loss. I don't know why I didn't know that, but I'm sure if he did, he would take it to the chin like a champ.
Definitely. I thought he did have a loss.
He's a draw.
Oh, okay.
Like, you look at Manny Pacquiao and he does have some losses on his record, and it never stopped him. It never stopped him from being humble and anything like that, really. He's still a champion. He would bounce back. And there's talk about even him taking another fight, which I'd love to see again.
I'd love to see that too, yeah.
Because he's definitely one of my favorite fighters because he's so humble. And actually, today, 8 years ago today, Marquez knocked out Pacquiao and knocked him out cold.
Really?
Yeah, it was 8 years ago today.
8 years ago today. Wow.
I'll send you the clip. You can check it out. It's
just, on Instagram.
Just a beautifully placed right hand. And that goes to show why you can't lunge in boxing. Oh. You have to be patient. You see, he lunged in, and he ate it.
Got his ass rocked.
And that's what happens. And I feel when the Paul brothers fight, or Paul sisters, when the Paul sisters fight, they're like wild dogs.
They really are. I agree.
They're just going to be so hungry to try and land a punch that it's going to put them in a very bad position.
Wow, what a knockout.
Great fight, too.
Great, yeah. Oh, my God, just...
And respect.
Bet you were shocked.
Yeah, I actually didn't watch this one.
No.
And think about it, I was 10 years old then. It's 8 years That's ago crazy, today, yeah. I was 10 years old, so obviously no bars to watch the fights.
Yeah, I guess so.
Parents would go to the bars to watch big fights like this.
Yeah.
So for me, I tried everything on the computer, you know, as a little kid, searching it up, like Manny Pacquiao versus Marquez fight live.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing comes up. Another thing that you guys should check out is Crack Streams. You can, if you don't want to pay for any fights, it will be a little laggy. It's still really cool, though, because you can
definitely still see it.
But you can watch fights. That's how I watched the Devin Haney and Gamboa fight, actually.
That's how I watched the Logan Paul and Robinson fight and Tyson and Junior.
And it was a little leggy, but you can still kind of for me, it's not the – it wasn't the video play that was leggy. It was the commentary.
Oh, mine was very – mine was very leggy in the –
But definitely, if you don't want to pay for a silly fight like Nate Robinson and Jake Paul, it's probably your best bet to it.
Best bet, yeah.
But yeah, I think that pretty much concludes episode one.
Yeah.
The Paul sisters. Good episode. Yeah, in conclusion,
the Paul sisters are fucked in the head. That's the conclusion right there.
Yeah, they skipped 1,000 levels. They're not. I don't even know what to say about them.
Yeah, and we covered it all. I mean, they're gonna learn that you can't play boxing like we've said. They're gonna learn that it's technique and time that makes a boxer good, and he doesn't have the time or the technique yet. And Mayweather's gonna prove that to him. And yeah, that's pretty much all of it.
Yeah, 100%. And again, the next episode. We're thinking just doing a straight Gervonta since both our favorite fighters. I know people hate on Gervonta. Some people like him. Some people hate him. It's one of those 50-50 Floyd Mayweather kind of deals.
Exactly.
So I think we can definitely get in a good talk of that. But thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll definitely get back soon. And have a great rest of the day.
Have a great Tuesday afternoon, everyone.
B&D Boxing out.